Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, you know, a lot of people say they have trouble writing down the names of the wines we talk about on Seller Notes, and that's understandable. We don't want you pulling over to the curb in the middle of heavy traffic. But there's something we've been doing for quite a while now that makes it a lot easier. If you go to the WYPR website and you click on the Seller Notes page, you'll find each and every one of our episodes, complete with a podcast and a list of the wines that we talk about. So you don't have to write them down, just go check them out. And what's really cool is that there are links that enable you to actually order the wine right there off the website. So it really couldn't be more convenient if you want to take advantage of that. Now, Hugh, I'm starting to think more about light red wines now, though the weather's about ready to change, I hope. And that's what comes to mind.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to spring. I'm looking forward to a lot of things sort of beginning to come back into what I would call full focus. So, a little lighter red wines right about now as we begin to warm up. Sounds great to me.
Well, one of my absolute favorites is Valpolicella, particularly Valpolicella Ripasso Classico. And here's one from a maker called Crossarola from 2017.
That's great stuff. I've had that wine many times.
You do know it. Wow.
Oh, I know it very well. It's very good.
I was really impressed. It's $22, which is a pretty fair price for good quality Valpolicella. It's just a lovely, useful wine. The weight of the wine is no more than medium bodied. The flavor is very full and deep. And everything about the wine seems to be autumnal. The aroma shows baked apples and autumn forest. The flavors are mellow and mild. There's a sweet blackberry jam component with touches of mint, something very much like sage, and again, strong earthiness in the finish. Now, you could, I think, sort of think of this wine as a Amarone light, and you'd be pretty close to to what it is, which is really a lot of fun to drink. Now, from the south of France comes this wine. It's called Maris Pays d'Oc, which is a region in south of France, Pays d'Oc Rouge. 2018, only $16.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Sometimes too much body just plain gets in the way of good juicy flavors. And this medium-bodied red from the south of France is a great example. It's made with organic and biodynamic principles. And the wine is a blend of 80% Merlot, 20% Cab Sauv, which are the two, you know, principal Bordeaux grapes. Not often seen exclusively together in the south of France, but hey, they got it right here. they do manage to get the most out of these two grapes. There's lovely juiciness to it. The flavors are deep and persistent, very mild tannins, just a joy to drink. It's cheap enough for every day at $16, but it's good enough for Saturday night dinner wine, so this is quite a find. Now, just on the other side of the Rhone River is Côte du Rhône, and here's a wine from Pasquier, 2018, only $15. You know, Hugh, many of the reds from the Rhone Valley, of course, are quite big, but not all of them. And this Côte du Rhône is no more than medium body. It's a vibrant, rustic red, strong flavors of field herbs, dark berries, and earthiness. And the fruit is exceptionally dry, but it doesn't carry a sense of heaviness to it. There's a series of flavors of impressions of bitterness, then fruitiness, then a little bit of tannin, followed up by a really nice long finish. It's a lovely wine, very food-friendly, and I had it with pasta, and I thought it was great. So give these lighter red wines a try. They're a great introduction to spring.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.